John Paul Young has had to cancel his tour. Why?
Yeah, well, this is all because of an issue, essentially, that he's been dealing with now roughly since the start of last month. Back at the end of July, he was admitted to a hospital up in Newcastle where he lives with a ruptured ulcer in his stomach, which is an emergency sort of situation. But my information is that it was never actually life and death or never life-threatening in any way, which is good news. But it can be really quite serious because when an ulcer sort of ruptures, what can happen is the bacteria and sort of food that sort of lives in your gut, essentially, can seep out into the rest of your digestive system. And that can, of course, then spread to places that where it can become a much bigger issue. Thankfully, that wasn't the case for JPY, but it is a big problem for him regarding his current tour, his big 50th anniversary tour that was set to resume in about 4 weeks' time and then run all the way through until April of next year. Initially, it was going to be or the case where he was going to be off for just 2 weeks, and that ballooned out to 4 weeks. And now I'm told that it will just be an ongoing, indefinite thing. There is no timeline whatsoever on when he'll be back at work again. So he's really, really struggling, which is quite concerning for me. I hope he's going to be okay with all of this, and fingers crossed, you know, for a speedy recovery.
Yes, I do agree. I hope he's going to be okay. Now, what's going on with Sylvester Stallone and his soon-to-be wife or ex-wife?
Yeah, well, last week we spoke about how she had filed court documents to divorce him. We sort of had a little bit of light banter about how it was all supposed to be about the fact that they were having this big argument about him wanting to get a Rottweiler bodyguard. He says that that wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, that there were other issues at play. And he does actually oppose her sort of demands for exclusive use of their home in Florida. He does concede the marriage is over, but denies as well moving sort of assets around to deplete the value of their estate. So you do sort of get the impression here that this will be one that will be fought out in the courtroom, or that a battle sort of lies ahead. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, it's horrible the fact that they're going through something so personal and the whole world knows about it.
Exactly right. Yeah, marriage or relationship breakups are never, never easy or straightforward, especially when they go south in such dramatic fashion. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Hopefully for everybody involved, it can be sorted out pretty quickly. I don't know if they've got a prenup or anything like that. You would assume they probably do. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to say the least to see how it all plays out.
Now, the AFL Grand Final is not too far away, and there's some rumours going around about who is on the bill for the entertainment. So tell us, do you know who?
Yeah, well, I do. Of course, we know Robbie Williams is the main act. That was confirmed a couple of months ago. But there's lots of rumours swirling around at the moment that the likes of Goanna, the sort of pop, indie pop singer slash drummer G-Flip and the Temper Trap will be joining Robbie Williams on the bill for the grand final this year. And there's also, of course, you know, whenever the grand final rolls around, everybody's mind automatically flicks across to Mike Brady and up there Kazaley. I can confirm that he will absolutely 100% be there on grand final day. You can take that to the bank as a fact.
Yes.
As for the others, I guess we'll wait and see. But to be honest with you, I think they're pretty much all but confirmed.
Now, you said that Robbie Williams was confirmed a little while ago. Can I be honest? I had no idea.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, it did get quite a bit of media coverage at the time. There was a big announcement and everything like that.
So must have been under a rock.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Maybe you've been living under a rock for a while, Geordie. But, yeah, he will definitely be performing there as the big headline act on grand final day.
Well, you learn something new every day. There you go. I've learned Robbie Williams will be at the AFL grand final. It's very sad, isn't it?
I guess it is, but yeah, he's a great performer, so I'm sure he'll do a brilliant, brilliant job.
Oh, yeah, he'd be awesome on stage live, that's for sure. I'm jealous of everyone who's now going to the AFL Grand Final. Now, Jayden Forster, thank you for letting us know what's going on in the world of entertainment with the Big Show Entertainment Report. How can people find out what you're up to?
Instagram is the best place. Geordie Celebrity Lane is the handle there.
You have a good one, and you'll be talking to PT next week, okay?
Wonderful. Chat soon, Geordie.